Hari. Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Hari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jana Yashoda Nandana Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Girivar Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribhad Jakacharya Astotara Shata Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Grantha Raj Srimad Bhavgatam Ki All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Vishnaya Bhutale Shamate Bhaktivedanta Swami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So this morning we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 18, Battle between Lord Bor and Demon Hiranyaksha, verses number 16 to 19. Okay. Punargadam swam adaya Brahmayantam abhikshnasha Abhyadhavadhari kruddha Samrambhadashtadachadam The personality of Godhead now exhibited his anger and rushed to meet the demon, who bit his lip in rage, took up his mace again, and began to repeatedly brandish it about. Tatascha gadaya ratim दक्षिणास्यां भ्रुवि प्रभु आजघ्ने सतुतां सौम्या गदाया कोविदोहनत. Then with his mace, the Lord struck the enemy on the right of his brow. But since the demon was expert in fighting, O gentle Vidura, he protected himself by a maneuver of his own mace. Evam gadabhyam gurvibhyam haryaksho harirevacha Jigishaya susamrabdhav anyonam abhijagnatu. In this way, the demon Haryaksha and the Lord, the personality of Godhead, struck each other with their huge maces, each enraged and seeking his own victory. Purport: Haryaksha is another name for Hiranyaksha, the demon. Tayo spritho stigma gada hatangayo. Shatashava ghana vivridha manvayo. Vichitra margam charato jigishaya. Vyabhat ilayam iva shushminor midha. Please chant. Tayo spritho stigma gada hatangayo. Shatashava ghrana vibridha manvayo. Vichitta margam charato. Yabhadilayami vashushni normidha. Tayo spritho stigma gada hatangayo. Shatashava ghrana vivridha manvayo. Vichitra margam charator jigishaya. Vyabhadilaya. Tayo spritho stigma gada hatangayo. Shatashava ghrana vivridha manyavo. Vichitta magam charato jigishaya. Vyabhadilayam iva shushminor midha. Tayo spritho stigma gada hatangayo. विचित्रमागम शरतो जिगीषया व्यभाधिलायामि वशुष्मिनोर्मिधा. Word to words. Tayo, them, spridho, the two combatants, tigma, pointed, gada, by the maces, ahata, injured, angayo, their bodies, shata ashava, blood coming out from their injuries, ghrana, smell, vividha, increased, manyavo, anger, vichitra, of various kinds, margan, maneuvers, charato, performing, jigisaya, with a desire to win, vyabhat, it looked like, ilayam, for the sake of a cow, or the earth, Iva, like, Shushmino, of two bulls, Midha, an encounter. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. There was keen rivalry between the two combatants. Both had sustained injuries on their bodies from the blows of each other's pointed maces, and each grew more and more enraged at the smell of blood on his person. In their eagerness to win, they performed maneuvers of various kinds, and their contest looked like an encounter between two forceful bulls for the sake of a cow. I actually went online because, you know, I can't see what's happening between how Varaha and Hiranyaksha were fighting and what that was like, but here's given a description about two bulls fighting with each other for the sake of a cow. So I actually went on YouTube and looked what it looks like, two bulls fighting. Oh my God, it's terrible. And it's funny, there was a cow there, and the cow was just grazing grass, like it didn't make a difference, but the two bulls were like real with the horns. Yeah, so it was very fearful looking at them. Purport. Here the earth planet is called Ila. This earth was formerly known as Ilavrita Varsha. And when Maharaj Parikshit ruled the earth, it was called Bharatvarsha. Actually, Bharatvarsha is the name for the entire planet. But gradually, Bharatvarsha has come to mean India. As India has recently been divided into Pakistan and Hindustan, similarly, the earth was formerly called Ilavrata Varsha, but gradually, as time passed, it was divided by national boundaries. Jai. Nama Om Shri Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamite Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sundu Bhevacha Patita Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnava Bhyo Namo Maha. So Srila Prabhupada's purport is talking about how different territories get reduced and increased, or, you know, and that's due to fights. So many fights we have seen in our own lifetime. I can see, you know, Prabhupada is talking about India and Pakistan. So I wasn't born at that time. But later on when, in 1947, East Pakistan, India got independence, and then Pakistan, there was East Pakistan and West Pakistan. And so they were part of one country as far as I understand. But later on, at least in my time, in 71, I think, East Pakistan became Bangladesh. So Prabhupada is talking about how territories get reduced and due to fights, yeah? I mean, this is going on since time immemorial. Mahabharata, what was it all about? Territories, yeah? Fighting, this is my place, this is, you know. So many fights. we know about, I was thinking about the empire USSR, yeah? That happened in our time, where now it's what? All different territories, and now it's become Russia is just one small little place, and there are other countries. This is what happens. So many fights. So, like if you think about Mahabharata, wow, what a war. And although I was thinking that in earlier times, the wars would happen not where the civilians were living, they would be out there and fighting, but the effect of it is felt by everybody. I mean, Arjun is talking about before the fight happens, he's concerned about what's going to happen. What's going to happen with all the men who are going to die on the field? Although the civilians weren't there, but the effect is always there for others, yeah? So he was concerned what will happen to the women, what will happen to the children. You know, the whole thing about this fighting that goes on. So much fighting. I mean, we're fortunate. At least I never experienced, you hear about fights. I've never experienced a country. I've never lived in a country where there was fight going on. I know my parents have experienced a couple of times because my father's a diplomat, so every few years he would be transferred to some places. And I remember when he was transferred to Iran, I would get like postal letters written by him to please pray to Lord Krishna for us, for our safety, because bombs were just going close by. You know, it's terrible. But this is what the reality is. And what is that that makes people do different things like that? It's Kshatriya. People, we understand from Bhagavad Gita that people have different tendencies. They have different nature. And is it good or is it bad? No, we all come with different natures. And there is the Kshatriya tendencies where they like to protect, they like to fight, you know. What is that Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjun? Oh, those are fortunate who get opportunities to fight unsought, yeah? So it's like for them, this is like, wow, we get to fight. You know, fighting is something they're itching for. We always hear how Banasura is itching for fighting, or so-and-so is itching here, and Yaksha is itching for fighting, you know? But because that is their certain nature. Shauryam tejo dhritir dakshyam yuddhe chapya palayanam danam ishvara bhavascha kshatram karma svabhavajam. So heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, not fleeing from battle, generosity, ishvara bhava. Ishvara bhava is what? Wanting to be the Lord. I was thinking that's also under demonic qualities. Ishvaroham, aham bhogi, yeah? I am Ishvara, I am Bhogi, yeah? So anyway, so that's there. And so, you know, when we have our ladies, Ekadashi ladies bhajan, and so many times we sing different bhajans, and so much is about Krishna killing. Krishna is killing. Like, even in some rustic songs or something, it's all about Krishna killing. You look about at the Dasha Avatar, how much Krishna does killing? He's killing Ravana, Parshuram, I can understand that incarnation, but Parshuram, oh my God, he just went, you know, bizarre, killing everybody. So yeah, so much killing. Who else does he kill? Hiranyakashipu is getting killed, and anyway, Or Balaram getting angry at Jamuna. So there is that, we see that in Krishna. That happens, that he kills. You know, it's important that we, as devotees, we get to know Krishna. You know, we should know Krishna, how he is. And that's what the pages of the Bhagavatam is telling us. It says here how he was... He grew more and more enraged at the smell of blood on his person. Can you imagine? Like, he's just like so angry. I mean, so looking at the bulls, I was thinking, oh my God, they are so angry. And so Krishna is like that right now. He's fighting with Hiranyaksha and he is angry. And they both are angry. Both of them, so angry. And this is Krishna. This is not a diversion, what I'm saying, but just last week, I had called the Alacha Motors. I didn't even know that existed, but I found out, you know. So I called Alacha Motors because we're looking for a car. So I called the person, and you know, he says, oh, I'm Aaron. And I said, Aaron, do you have a Toyota by any chance in your lot? And he said, yes, we do, but somebody has put a deposit on there. And so, but they haven't come to get it. They put a deposit, and it's just here. And then he said, you know, we're not married to these vehicles. We're not married to these vehicles. We're married to God. Okay. And then again he said, we're not married to these things. We're married to God. And I said, Aaron, you're right. We are married to God. And thank you. I feel even if I can't get a Toyota from you guys, I am glad that I called you and reminding me that we're married to God, you know. It's interesting. You call Alacha Motors and this is what you hear. But the part, the way I actually went to Alacha Motors is because we were talking to Yadubar Prabhu about the car. And so he was telling us that, you know, he went to Alacha Motors. They're very good. And he said, and there's one person called Ricardo there. And Ricardo, this is a side point, but anyway. Ricardo, he grew up listening to Javi Prabhu's songs. And then only devotees would do that, or somebody with kind soul. Yadubar Prabhu got Javi Prabhu to go and bring him to Alacha Motors. Can you imagine what that he must have been so touched by that, you know? He was just like, you know, but these are devotees, you know, devotees would do things like that. But yeah, Alacha Motors, you know, somebody is listening to Javi, somebody is telling me, you know, we're married to God. But the point is that we are married to God. Some of us had a love marriage with him, and some of us have arranged marriage. I think our kids have arranged marriage, kind of born into that, and is that right, Rasamrita? It's just arranged marriage? But then you fall into love. And we have love marriage with Krishna. We fell in love with Krishna. And so when you fall in love with somebody, you don't know about them so much. You just fall in love. And we have, certainly, it's a marriage because we have taken vows in our marriage. We sat in front of a fire yajna, yeah? That's marriage about, yeah? So we sat in front of a fire yajna. We are given certain vows. We keep them. But, you know, in love marriage, it's after a while that you start seeing different sides of the person that you never thought that the person had, you know? And even in arranged marriages, you don't know the person at all. So there's more surprises, I guess. But yeah, Krishna has a certain side. I think it's important that when you're married, you know the person. And it's important that you love the person. If you're in a marriage, and I'm talking about it here, we're talking about Krishna, but in a marriage, I don't think so the husband would want just the wife to serve and do the laundry and do this and cooking and all that. You know, I'm talking about traditional marriages and do everything. But the woman does not have any love for, she just does the duty like a maid. Who wants to have that kind of relationship? No husband wants to have a relationship like that. Krishna doesn't want to have a relationship like that. Krishna wants us to know him. Krishna wants us to know his likes and dislikes, his moods. He wants us to know him. And that's what the Bhagavatam tells us about him. Can you imagine when you fall in love with somebody and then you find this side of him that the person is very envious, very proud, easily angered, restless, complacent. Would you want to be with that person if you knew that before? No. But guess what? Krishna is that. Krishna has those characteristics. He's very envious. He's proud. He's easily angered, restless, and complacent. And he has a particular name for that. He's called Dhirodhatta. Krishna is like that. And one of the examples that's given, that Rupa Goswami gives in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is how Krishna displays that. Krishna displays this by, when he's writing a letter to Kalyavana, Krishna addressed him like this. He wrote a letter, and Krishna advised Kalyavana that he should immediately go and find some dark well for his residence because there was a black snake named Krishna who was very eager to devour all such sinful frogs. This is how Krishna is. He writes letters like that. Can you imagine getting a letter like that? And then he also adds, I could turn all the universes to ashes simply by looking at them. So he expresses things like that. That's kind of, that's what Krishna does. But the good part is, Rupa Goswami says, or at least Prabhupada says in his Nectar Devotion, that he uses them only to protect his devotees. Isn't that nice? He only uses to protect his devotees. So I was thinking, it's like being married to a cop. You know, a cop may go out, or an army person or whatever, a soldier, they may go out there and kill people and do all kinds of things. But, and so you feel, if you're married to a person like that, you feel protected because the person is there with you. You know that you will be taken care of. He will take care of everybody around you. And so Krishna is like that. He will do anything to protect his devotee, even express enviousness or express anger, and he says, and pride, very proud. He's very envious, proud, easily angered. These are such qualities were visible in the character of Lord Krishna. And you can see, Prabhupada writes that Bhima he is also described as Dhirodhatta. So if you want to know Krishna's side of that side of him, like you want to try to really think what it is like, it's like Bhima. And, you know, Bhima would get angry, but you feel so happy how he freely expressed his anger, and I was ready to protect Draupadi when Yudhishthira Maharaj didn't want to do anything, and he was going behind Yudhishthira Maharaj to his elder brother that they would not even ever think about not listening to him, but they go behind his back and then do what he had to do to protect Draupadi. So that's what Krishna is like. He will protect his devotees. He'll do anything to protect his devotees. But it's important to understand about Krishna that he does express these characteristics are visible in him. But there's a statement in Vishnu Yamala Tantra, and it describes that his expanded bodies are always full of knowledge, bliss in eternity, and they're always free from 18 kinds of material contaminations: illusion, fatigue, errors, roughness, material lust, restlessness, pride, envy, violence, disgrace, exhaustion, untruth, anger, hankering, dependence, desire to lord over the universe, seeing duality and cheating. He's devoid of those, and yes, he's the biggest cheater. Look at Vamandev talking about cheating. But yes, that's Krishna. Krishna is, he doesn't employ that with his devotees. But you know what? Krishna is he's an interesting personality. So he does not employ that with his devotees, but you see that he does things with his devotees too. He likes to have fun. So he'll poke the finger, poke at you, trying to see certain side of you or try to bring certain side of you or to make you angry. And we know he does that with Rukmini, person who he's actually married to. So the story of Rukmini is so sweet. So Krishna experienced that when Rukmini was offered a Parijata flower by Narad Muni, Satyabhama had become envious of her co-wife and then immediately demanded a tree, a similar flower for Krishna, and then she could not be pacified till Krishna brought a whole tree. And so after he brought the tree, Krishna thought that, you know, Rukmini is going to demand something like that. You know, now he got that for Satyabhama, and she's going to say, hey, what about me? You know, get me 10 trees or something. You got one tree, you got, you know. But Rukmini didn't say anything. She didn't mention anything about the incident. And so Krishna wanted to see her a bit irritated. So you see how Krishna is? He doesn't like to, seems like he doesn't like to sit still. Although we do hear in I think in Krishna book, talks about Krishna's schedule, and it does say that he gets up in the morning and he meditates. He meditates on himself. So probably he's meditating on how he's going to annoy Rukmini, or, you know, probably that's what he's meditating on. But, you know, I mean, it'd be boring for him to meditate on himself, like, you know, on the Brahman or his, you know, he just loves his devotees, so he's probably thinking about his devotees. But anyway, so he wanted to see her a bit irritated, and he said he schemed. He schemed to see the beautiful face of Rukmini in an irritated condition. So, you know, that's probably when he's scheming all these things, what he does is in the morning meditation, like we do during our japa time, yeah? We're supposed to meditate on Krishna, but we're scheming on how we're going to do this and do that. But anyway, so he would create a particular situation between himself and his wife in which the wife would criticize him in the irritation of love, and then Krishna would enjoy this. So Krishna just loves to enjoy Akhila Rasamrita Sindhu. He loves rasa. We heard such a beautiful class yesterday by Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu about rasa, different rasas, yeah? And this is what Krishna is. He's full of rasas. So he speaks to her just to provoke her loving anger. And he says so many things about himself, and why did you get married to me? I am useless. I am this. I am that. I don't even have any caste, you know. And, you know, there's so many other princes that are so much better. And I don't have any house. I don't have a residence. You know, who are my parents? I mean, there's nothing you know about me, you know. It's nothing is clear about me. And then he says, but you know what? There's no harm. The mistake can still be rectified. And it is better late than never. You are at liberty to select a suitable husband who is actually an equal to you in opulence, family, tradition, wealth, beauty, and education in all respects. Wow. Can you imagine? He's saying that to Rukmini. And then Prabhupada says, therefore, since it is better late than ever, I advise you now, select one of the great Kshatriya princes and accept him as your life's companion, and you may reject me. Krishna was proposing that Rukmini divorce him at a time when Rukmini already had many grown-up children. Like, Krishna is mean. And you can see how the reaction of Rukmini was. Yeah, that's right. She felt like a banana tree, yeah? It's like, that's Krishna. That is our Krishna. But he didn't really want to. He wanted her to get angry, but she couldn't do that. That was just not her. And so so when that happened, naturally he was affectionate to her and picked her up and took care of her hair and everything. But it's interesting that Sukadev Goswami says that Krishna, he used to pass his time with Rukmini most of the time. And Rukmini was a bit proud to be so fortunate that Krishna never left her even for a moment. Krishna, however, does not like any of his devotees to be proud. And as soon as a devotee becomes so proud, by some tactic, he cuts down that pride. So she could only conclude that although she was proud of her position, Krishna could be separated from her at any moment. So yes, this is we hear about Krishna. That's what this Bhagavatam class is. We hear every day about Krishna. What are his characteristics? What is he like? Yes, he can be very proud and very easily angered and restless and complacent. But then he has all other sides to him that we won't talk about, but at least I will mention to you so that you can feel good about Krishna more, you know. A person who is very peaceful, forbearing, considerate, and obliging, he's called Dhira Prashanta. So Krishna is that too. He's very peaceful. So he's peaceful and he's very angry and he's everything else. He is very funny. He's naturally very funny, always in full youthfulness, expert in joking, and free from all anxieties. So that's other quality of Krishna. And that's called Dhira Lalita. And another quality, personality is called Dhirodhatta. And he's a person who is naturally very grave, gentle, forgiving, merciful, determined, humble, highly qualified, chivalrous, and physically attractive. Wow, that's a nice set of qualities there. But yeah, Krishna has all these qualities. And so as we go about our day, our lives, things happen to us, we can remember these pastimes and think, yeah, maybe Krishna is, you know, depending on your mood, each devotee has a different mood, you know, oh, Krishna is purifying me. I tend to think, oh, Krishna is just playing around with me, you know, he's being, you know, he's having fun with me because he wants to torture me this way and that way, whatever, you know. Different people approach Krishna in different ways. But it's important that as we go through our life, we can think about how Krishna is, how he's dealing with me, how he's dealing with other devotees, and how he dealt with his devotees in the Bhagavatam. We can remember all these things and help us remember Krishna all day just by thinking about all these different qualities and different pastimes. Simple way, I remember my mother, I didn't know much about the story, but she would always say, oh, he's sleeping like Kumbhakarna. Like different things she would say, personalities like that. I didn't know what who was Kumbhakarna. I learned Ram's stories, and you know, but I didn't have much interest, I guess. So, but yeah, she would say, oh, he's like Kumbhakarna, or he's like Narad Muni, he's always causing trouble or whatever. She would... Indian people usually have understanding about Narad Muni that he causes fight. I don't think so they have the understanding that he's a real devotee. But she would say, oh, he's like acting like Narad Muni and instigating and stuff like that, you know. But yeah, we can remember how Krishna is with different qualities and make our life perfect and, and love Krishna, our dear husband. Whether we're man or woman, he's the Purusha and we're Prakriti, so there you are. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam and your kind attention. So if you have any questions, comments. Yeah? Yes, Maharaj?
The sort of devil's advocate comment or question. It seemed like you were giving, for a good part of the class, you were telling us how bad Krishna is in so many ways, how he mistreats even his devotees, and sometimes he makes up for it. But and then after giving us this profile of Krishna, you still were expecting us to love him. So what's the bottom line here?
You know? You tell us, Maharaj. Well, the thing is that
all his qualities, like I was mentioning about being proud and this and that, as I mentioned, is like married to a cop. So of course you're happy somebody is going to be protecting you, yeah? So those qualities are not, they're not going to be pointed towards us. So we would love somebody who is going to be angry and this and that for a person who's going to attack us, yeah? So that's a good quality. That's good. And as far as with Rukmini, yeah, it was just love. Yes, it was all love. So Krishna has no bad qualities. We just love him. Yes, yes, we all love him. We want to love him. We should try to love him. We help each other to that we can love him. Marge, what do you have to say? Marge, what do you have to say? Should we love Krishna?
Prabhupada told me personally, not exactly that. He not saying that we shouldn't try to love Krishna. That's the name of the game. But Prabhupada, in 1971, I having my last personal darshan with Srila Prabhupada, he's telling me that you stay with your job, stay with your business, and you know your apartment and this and that. You don't have to change. But he said, I'm only asking one thing of you. Simply try to understand Krishna. So, of course, love Krishna and understand Krishna, they kind of work together. But it was interesting that he wanted me to try to understand Krishna.
That's nice. Thank you for sharing that.
So I like what you mentioned, Mata, about Rukmini. But in the Lalita Madhava, Rukmini is actually Trindavali. And so you can't expect any type of, fighting or, trying to get back at Krishna from her. But then you expect it from Satyabham, who's Radharani.
Yes.
So the thing is that then you would really get some fireworks going. So... naturally, she just, couldn't take it.
Yes. Yes, Satyabhama, a little feisty there. Yes. Thank you for sharing that, Prabhu. Yes, Bhagavati Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. And when, after Krishna explained to Rukmini why he did that, and all those things that he said, she understood him very well, and she turned each one of them around and praised him by his so-called bad qualities. So she loved him and understood him.
She loved him and understood him, yes, yes.
In the beginning of your class, you were talking about how people are different. And it reminded me, a long time ago, I was in Vrindavan, and I don't know how I got to attend a class that Urmila gave to the teachers in the Vrindavan Gurukula. But she began by asking everybody, if you had to choose, would you say that you're outgoing or more introspective? So then everybody chose. And then if you had to choose, would you say you're goal-oriented or people-oriented? Because we all have, but some are more than the others. So then that broke the group up into four quadrants. And she explained, it was actually funny because she used an ISKCON sannyasi as exemplary of each one of them. But then she said, everybody, she gave the example when the kids are out on the playground. Somebody will go just sit by themselves and make little altars and do puja and like that. And somebody else will organize fighting things. She said, if you take that boy whose natural tendency is to fight and try to get him to just sit down like a brahmana and read all day, he'll feel that you're killing him practically because his nature is one way and you're trying to make him another way. And I thought how important it is that we try to understand our natures. Especially adults guiding children too, or new devotees, we used to just put everybody in the kitchen washing pots and then find out, oh, he's a great scientist.
Thank you. Thank you. And at the same point, like Maharaj was making, that Prabhupada said to him that you stay where you're at. Whatever you're doing, you do, but try to understand Krishna. It's like whatever your nature is, you know, you engage that in Krishna, and not that we have to be this way or that way or whatever, you know, understand ourselves and engage it. Yes, Pran Govinda Prabhu. What's that? Sadaputa?
Who said? I never saw him. I saw him always sitting in the class. I never saw him washing pots. Oh. But I met him 15, 20 years. I never saw him washing pots. We used to have an argument. I used to have an argument with him.
Maybe at home he washed pots. Yes, Prabhu.
It's a nice class. I was thinking like one of the highlights of Mother Rukmini and Krishna is this episode. Actually, if Krishna would not joke, Krishna is the best husband you can ever think, because the truth came out indirectly through her. For an example, one, Krishna says that Shishupal, because that was the arrangement by her elder brother, I think Shesha Prabhu gave class many years back, maybe 10 years back, that Dadagiri, that when elder brother decide anything in Indian family, and everybody has to obey. Even the parents, when the Dada become big, kind of respect.
Yeah.
I remember Shesha Prabhu gave a very nice class on that. And he mentioned, so in this episode, when Krishna literally put himself down compared to Shishupal and other, because they are from a royal family and Krishna is from a village, Vrindavan. Rukmini Devi said something very unique. One of the things is that, yes, they have an opulence and you do not have an opulence because you are the opulence. Nobody has an opulence without you. So it's a very, very high truth. If you really think very deeply, it's the highest truth. And the, another thing also, life would be boring if there was no really a kind of a talk they had.
Yeah.
And she is like, for another example, like she said, yes, Bedaham Samatitani, 7.27, Bedaham Samatitani Bhartamani Cha Arjuna, Bhavishyani Cha Bhutani Mantavedana Kaschana. You do know everybody's past, present, future, but you do not know one thing, how much they love you. That was very secret. It's not in Bhagavad Gita, but it is in her conversation, replying Krishna, that yes, you do know past, present, future, but you do not know how much they love you. Where would we get this information secrets? So all glories to Mother Rukmini.
Jaya, all glories to all the devotees of the Lord in the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in our ISKCON movement, they enlighten us with all different realizations. Thank you. Oh, they were pressed to Prabhu. Sorry, I didn't see.
Yeah, I was just reflecting. I know I'm partial to the friendlier side of Krishna than this other side, but yesterday, Dhruva Maharaj's class helped understand, you know, Krishna has that rasa in some of his devotees. And I was just thinking in school, middle school and high school, I remember many times two boys would get in a fight and they'd punch the nose and there's blood. And then the whole rest of the year, they'd be best friends. It's just like, they like that exchange, intense exchange. And then they became bonded and then they were just, you couldn't separate them. They just got along so well. And I could never understand that. But this.
Prabhupada talks about even, I think even in the Mahabharata where Duryodhana and they all would, I think it was for that pastime or some other one, basically stating that these wars would happen. They would fight with each other on the battlefield, rage to kill each other. Then after the fight was over, then they would come together and feast together and drink together and whatever they did together. Yeah, so, yeah. how do we understand all these things? But yeah, how life would be so boring if it was all just all om, you know. I mean, it's nice. Yeah. Some action, some, yeah, loving. I mean, this whole thing is amazing. How, you know, describe that, how they got all enraged by the smell of their blood, you know. Like, wow, how could they do that? You know, how could this person do this, you know? Anyway. Yes, Didi Muni Prabhu. Last comment. I'm having trouble with my ear. My one ear is blocked. Stidhi Muni Prabhu, my one ear is blocked. So if you could put the mic close to your mouth so that I can hear you.
So how come girls can't do that? Because if they were able to do that, we'd probably have a heck of a lot fewer seminars we'd have to attend.
My next class, I'll give you that answer to that. Jai Hare Krishna.